Olivia Jade, the 19-year-old YouTube starlet, who is the center of this college admissions scam. Her parents, Lori Loughlin and Massimo Giannulli, accused and going through the process right now. They could both end up in jail for bribes and payoffs to get their daughter, Olivia Jade, into the University of Southern California. You know, because she had no other way to get there unless they paid people off and bribed people along the way because she didn't have the resume to get into USC. So therefore, they bribed their way in. And she said at the beginning of this big scandal, she knew nothing about it. She was a big star on YouTube and Instagram and all of these places, social media, making a bunch of money, doing endorsements and so forth. That's all gone now. All of that's gone for Olivia Jade. And now, a source telling Us Weekly, she knew exactly what was going on. She knew exactly how it happened. Here's the quote. Olivia fully knew what her parents did to get her into USC, but she didn't think there was anything wrong with it. She didn't get into any other California schools, by the way. And then there were posts of her complaining about having to go to class and so forth. And when she got accepted into USC, you know, just kind of dismissing it as, no big deal. I don't really want to go to college anyway. Her parents accused of paying at least $500,000 to admissions scam mastermind Rick Singer to get her into USC. Well, she better figure something out because the backup career she had of being an Instagram superstar, that's gone now. Time to reinvent yourself. And then there's this story from over the weekend that I found surprising to say the least. Not shocking, but the revelations about Martin Luther King Jr., the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. The headline from the Daily Mail reads this way. The MLK tapes, secret FBI recordings accuse Martin Luther King Jr. of watching and laughing as a pastor raped a woman, having 40 extramarital affairs, and they are under lock in a U.S. archive, claims a Pulitzer Prize-winning author who has studied MLK in the past. That's right. You've got the headline. The civil rights hero had 40 to 45 extramarital affairs. Even claimed he looked down and laughed as a pastor friend raped a parishioner. The civil rights hero heard Ludwig joking that he was the founder of the International Association for the Advancement of, I can't even say the rest, but it's sexual in nature. Also on an agency recording that was obtained by bugging his room. That all according to the sensational claims by biographer David Garrow. David Garrow, a Pulitzer Prize winning author and biographer of Martin Luther King, writing in the British magazine Standpoint, says that the shocking files could lead to a painful historical reckoning for MLK. For the man who has celebrated across the world for his campaign against racial injustice, and for the first time, Democrats are saying, you know, he is a Republican. At any rate, along with many U.S. civil rights figures, King was subject to an FBI campaign of surveillance ordered by J. Edgar Hoover, the head of the FBI, of course, in an effort to undermine his power amid fears he could have links to the Communist Party, which was just a ruse, as you well know. But these tapes, I say, are surprising but not shocking. There have been rumors and innuendos and a narrative for many, many years that Martin Luther King Jr. had a propensity for philandering, frankly. And I guess what it shows to me is this. People can do great things and still be deeply flawed people. I mean, you look at what they're doing to Thomas Jefferson now, and you look at how they want to tear down statues of Thomas Jefferson because even though brilliant and well-read and a guy who maybe was the most instrumental of the founding fathers to create the nation we live in, but because he had slaves, they want to tear down everything in relation to Thomas Jefferson. Martin Luther King, if these things are true, and by the way, these tapes are scheduled to be released in 2027, so 8 years from now, FBI surveillance tapes, and there are, of course, complete records of all of this, surveillance tapes and and all of the U.S. National Archives. The point being is Martin Luther King could have done great things for the civil rights movement, which he did. Great things for equality in America, which he did, and still have a deeply flawed personality. One of the things that is alleged in here is that during a get-together in 1964, that King and another pastor, Logan Kearse, who died back in 1991, were with several parishioners of the church at a gathering, and in King's hotel room, the files claim they discussed which women among the parishioners would be suitable for natural and unnatural sex acts. The FBI document says when one of the women protested that she did not approve, the Baptist minister, Kearse, immediately and forcefully raped her while King watched, laughed, and offered advice on the act. The following day, King and a dozen others allegedly participated in a sex orgy, engaging in acts of degeneracy and depravity. When one woman showed reluctance, King was allegedly heard saying that performing the act would help your soul. And one senior FBI official sent King a copy of the incriminating tape, calling him an evil, abnormal beast, and his sexual exploits would be on record for all time, for all to know. And again, I come back to, if this turns out to be true here in 8 short years, if those tapes and those transcripts are actually released at some point, it would further underscore the fact that talented people, consequential people, people that have done important and deeply moving things can also be deeply flawed. So you should measure people on the whole, not on the little aspects that maybe you don't like. And I say the same thing for people like Martin Luther King or Thomas Jefferson, or pick your historical figure. You've got it. A quick break now and some final thoughts for hour number 2 right after this on The Steve Gruber Show.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Great high school athletes learn a lot more from playing multiple sports. They improve their hand-eye-foot coordination. They work different muscle groups. They learn from different coaching styles and teammates. They learn the benefits of being the star of one team and the backup who makes the stars shine on another. Be wise. Don't specialize. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.